All right, we're here, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you ready for news?
Ready. I didn't even talk about the dog today just because I've been so busy.
That's fine.
But our dog General is back, and he's good, and he's alive and
itchy.
Yeah, and he's got stitches, and he's being forced to wear a comb, and he looks funny.
And Bossy's jealous.
And he doesn't like his cone. He's got a big cone on his head, you guys.
They're not used to having things wrapped around their necks.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. And he's got boogers in his eyes.
Yeah, he's been crying, so.
All right, give me news. What do you got?
So, Rivers Cuomo, who is the frontman of Weezer.
Yes, I like Weezer.
He's trying to get inspiration on his... On Weezer's, not his. On Weezer's new White Album, because they're going on tour this summer, so they wanted to start playing their new songs. And that woman has one arm, and she has no arms, and that's really crazy. Sorry, I got distracted for a minute. Moving on. So he has been fighting for it. So he actually got a producer who has a cover band of Weezer, and it's called Wanna Be Weezer. Like, that's what they are. And his name is Jake Sinclair, and he's determined to bring back the 90s feel. The whole thing is bringing back that, you know, the Buddy Holly, Pork and Beans, or Candy and Beans, Pork and Beans, and so on and so forth. So he is, oh no, this is, it gets greater. I swear. He has a Tinder, right? So he has a Tinder account. And so Rivers Cuomo made a Tinder account because he wants to talk to girls about seeing what he can do on creating a 90s feel. And he goes to Venice and Santa Monica to look at all the crazy people for inspiration. So, yeah. So he will be going on tour with Panic at the Disco. Weezer will be going on tour with Panic at the Disco this summer and in hopes of having the White Album.
Okay. Well,
I'm sorry. That commercial tripped me out, and it got me very distracted at looking at people with no arms.
Tell people what you're watching.
There was a commercial with people with no arms, and one girl had a little weird, like, lobster hand.
That's not nice.
It's distracting.
A lobster hand.
Weird Al Yankovic.
Jesus.
Will be going on his second mandatory fun tour. For his Grammy-winning album, Mandatory Fun. Your 78-date tour starting in June till September. And he will be out here July 23rd, or 22nd and 23rd at the Hollywood Bowl. You want to go see Weird Al?
Never been into Weird Al. Joke.
Catching me white and nerdy.
I don't like joke music.
I wonder if Mika could understand what she was saying. Throwing it out there.
Right, Gigi? We don't like joke music.
Speaking of Pretty Wives, Celine Dion has returned.
I know.
Las Vegas. Very emotional.
Triumphant
comeback.
Return.
Yes. She pretty much dedicated the whole night to her late husband, Renee. And got a little choked up. She says, I have to continue without him for him.
Okay.
So, welcome back. I want to see Celine Dion. I want to see Celine Dion. I want to see Britney Spears. I want to see J-Lo. I want to see whoever else. Heart. Whoever else is on there currently.
Heart.
They're out there right now. Mandalay Bay.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Right.
Rascal Flatts.
Which one's Heart? Barracuda. All right.
So Jennifer Lawrence is the highest paid Oscar nominated actress. She has made $52 million. She beat out Bradley Cooper. She beat out another male nominee. And the only person that has anyone beat, but that should not count, but does count, is Robert Downey Jr. for Iron Man with 80 million. But I'm like, but he's part of a big franchise. He's part of doing all the Iron Man movies, doing all the Avenger movies. So I don't think that should count. But
Iron Man!
But yeah, so the woman who is like, I get underpaid. You are the richest actress. Are you underpaid? You made more than Bradley Cooper. That just shows you how awesome you are. Stop it. Stop it.
Yeah.
All right, so all you Apple Mac fiends that love to talk to Siri because she's your only friend and she gets you, if you have a Mac this fall, you will have Siri on your Mac. So your girlfriend or your best friend and Sir the dude, because they have Siri.
Oh, yeah. You have the dude.
I had the guy. I had the guy.
You have the dude.
He's a cool dude. He's not one of those bad dudes that need to go to Guantanamo Bay. He's a cool
dude.
He's
not one of them bad dudes.
No bad dudes.
I'm gonna get some Trump speeches to put on our soundboard.
Yes.
So instead of my favorite Trump and Ben Carson, hitting his mom in the head with a hammer, I'm gonna do the Trump speeches where he goes, "We're gonna keep Gitmo open, mm-hmm. and we're going to put some bad dudes in there. A lot of bad dudes."
Have you ever seen
Bad Dudes?
Harold and Kumar Escape Guantanamo Bay?
Yeah.
The beginning, at least, when they're in Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, you have to see it. It's quite hilarious. I can't say anything because it's very bad.
A lot of bad dudes.
Yep. All right, you ready for sports news?
A lot of bad dudes, and we love the poorly educated.
Poorly educated. Fine people.
I'm defined as the
no,
poorly
you're
educated.
Not. No, you're not.
What is defined by CNN, MSNBC, Fox, being poorly educated is somebody who only has a college or a high school diploma. That's poorly educated. That's what they classify as poorly educated. I'm one of the poorly educated. And Donald Trump loves me. That's all that matters. Donald Trump loves me. I'm not a bad dude. I'm just poorly educated. And he loves me.
Yeah. And that's why you're voting for him.
I wish he would come to California. I'd love to go to a Trump rally.
Don't they have to come to California?
You know, by the time they come to California, he'll have already locked up the nomination. He'll come to California. When he gets the nomination, he'll start coming to California because people are going to tell him that California's in play.
Yeah.
A lot of celebrities are starting to come out for Trump. A lot of people are coming out of the – a lot of people are in the Trump closet.
I was
going
to say they're coming out of the Trump closet.
I listened to Tim Conway Jr. He's a local radio guy. He's got a night show
mm-hmm.
on KFI, and he's actually good. I like him. He's really good. He used to do a show with a guy named Steckler. It was Conway and Steckler, but now it's just Conway, and he's really good. But his dad was Tim Conway. Very, very famous. He was with Carol Burnett.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Tim Conway.
Yeah,
you know
what you're talking about.
Harvey Coleman.
Yeah.
Harvey Coleman, Tim Conway, and Carol Burnett. They did the whole. Tim Conway was the one that was kind of bald.
Yeah.
And he would always do. I mean, he was like the really funny.
I know what you're talking about. At first, I was like, I know the
name. He played the goofy one. Harvey Coleman played the serious, and Carol Burnett was. So this is his son,
mm-hmm.
and he has this, and he has a radio show, and he's funny, but he was talking about people he knows because he's a celebrity.
Yeah.
You know, he hangs
he's
with
part of that.
Yeah, he hangs with, and he said he is friends with people that are Trump supporters, and they were telling him that people that they know are like coming out of the closet, that it used to be like Trump, and now people are like, yeah, I'm voting for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm voting. Like, he said now it's more of a, yeah, I'm voting for him. It's not a taboo thing.
You know what? I said this last night, and I'll say this on here. It's very much like President Obama. Because everyone said there will never be a black man in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
And people said, I will never vote for the black man, even though I'm a Democrat.
Yeah.
People voted for the black man, and for almost 8 years, we've had a black president.
Yeah.
So things happen. Things evolve. Things
change. You've got to think about it. It's like we are where we are today as far as people, you know, racism, the Oscars so white, SAG Awards so what, everything is so, no, we need more equality. And we have a black president.
Yeah.
It's like, well, apparently for the presidency of the United States, it wasn't so white because the American people voted for the black guy.
Yeah.
And it started with 10 people. So it was the black guy and a whole bunch of white guys and a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And it got whittled down to a black guy and a woman.
Yep.
And the American people went, we want the black guy. But yet we're still Oscar so white, everyone's racist. Look what they did to Cam Newton. They only did this to him because he's black. But yet we have a black president.
And
so,
you know what? I don't, and this won't be the first time we'll have a black. This is not like a one and done. I'm sure we'll have another one, but it's like, is this, it's not about the color. It's what makes them presidential. Why should we vote for them?
Yeah. What's their message?
Yeah.
What's their message? What's the circumstances?
Yeah.
So Trump is in a position now where people are coming out of the closet. People aren't, it's not a joke anymore. It's
real.
Yeah, it's real. So that's what Conway was saying. Because when I had to go get the phone charger last night and I was listening to the results in the car,
mm-hmm.
and I literally, it's funny because I left the house to go get the charger, mm-hmm. and they were going to, the polls are closing at 9:00. I left at 9:05.
Mm-hmm.
Within 10 minutes, they called the election for Trump. I mean, it was 10 minutes. They're like, all right, Trump landslide. So they were announcing it in the car, and Conway was just like, you know, it's huge. And he also said, which he's right, a lot of the issues, rather you're somebody that likes some of these issues being talked about or not, rather it's putting a halt to this flow of Middle Easterners coming from these dangerous countries, or clamping down on illegal immigration. When you hear of, the Kate Steinem getting killed in San Francisco, Conway said, as a friend, that would always talk about the whole Muslim Middle East mosques. Just, you know, why are we not clamping down on who comes into the country from the Middle East? Why do we not scrutinize somebody who goes in the Middle East to pick up a bride? Why don't we do those things? And he said that the guy told him that, you know, it was a conversation that he would have with only one or two people, and they would have it quietly. And he said now the guy has the conversation openly,
mm-hmm.
and he said that his friend was at the racetrack, was at our local racetrack with a friend, and they were talking about it, and a couple people heard them talking about it and were like, hey man, I agree with you. And he said Trump has created this environment where people don't have to be in this closet of illegal immigration and trade with China and all the things that we're not supposed to talk about. But now he's enabled everybody to go, well, what's wrong with saying, hey, why are you going to Pakistan to get a wife from a region who throws acid in girls' faces who want to go to school?
Yeah.
This is weird. Why And it's now opening that dialogue of people going, well, we should question this. Why aren't we? Why don't we deport illegals? Fine, you want to have a debate on the mom and the mom and the little kid. Okay, we can have that debate, but there should be no debate on an illegal that does a crime. He should be gone. He should be gone. There is no debate. If you're an illegal and you get picked up for drunk driving, you're gone. You should be gone. It's it. That's it. That shouldn't be a debate. And that's something where it's like, oh no, you can't sing. And now you can actually have that conversation. It's all right to have that conversation. So it was a fascinating listen on Conway last night. And if you get a chance and you're in Los Angeles, go to KFI at, I think he starts at 6 o'clock.
I like how you're promoting someone else.
I know. Well, I like Conway. Anyways,
all right. Sports news. So Colin Kaepernick will remain with the 49ers. He will continue on his salary, which he has $11.9 million to make this coming up season.
That's a lot of money.
And he might be competing for starter against Blaine Gabbert.
There's very politician. You speak very.
I'm not trying to. I'm just very distracted like, this morning. I'm very sore. So
that's Phil Ruffin.
That's an 80-year-old man.
Yep.
He looks good for 80. Oh, and he has to get 100% healthy. So that is what the 49ers are doing.
What?
I said, and that is what the 49ers are doing.
All right.
Trying to make myself sound more politician.
I know, because you're like, and then he could keep his contract.
Thanks. Thank you. All right, so Josh Hamilton could return to the Rangers lineup in May, depending on how his knee feels.
Okay.
He, of course, is sore. He had to get plasma injections into it. He's put on crutches for the next 7 to 10 days, and we'll see how he feels by May.
Okay.
Get back in there, Josh. I want to see you play the Dodgers. Come on now. The Dodgers. Pro boxers could be eligible for the Rio Olympics this year.
They should.
Like pro, like Floyd Mayweather status boxers.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah.
We did it for basketball.
Yeah.
We used to always.
Kobe's in the Olympics.
Well, the whole thing was we never did it before, but yet all the other countries do it, meaning the other countries don't really have a pro division.
Correct.
And if they do have a pro division, for them, it doesn't matter.
Oh, that makes
matter.
Sense why Yao Ming would go, like, all the time. For
right. So for them, it was. And for the other countries, it wouldn't matter. So we would compete, and they would kick our ass. So we would have our basketball team being a bunch of college kids.
Yeah.
And they would get lit up. And then we went, well, why don't we do what the other countries do and field our pros? And people went, because you guys never wanted to do that. And we fielded our pro team, Team USA, which had Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, and we destroyed every single country by like 100-30. I mean, it was like watching. It was like watching the Harlem Globetrotters in a, exhibition. Watching Jordan and Larry Bird and Scottie Pippen and Magic Johnson and...
Wasn't Barkley part of them, too?
Charles Barkley, Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the greatest, basketball team, and then we continued to do it. Kobe, LeBron, and it was amazing. So... we should do it for boxing.
We should, yeah. So they're definitely going to add the elite pro boxers into competing for the Olympics this summer. So don't be surprised if you see someone of that Floyd Mayweather. See, I thought pro boxers. I thought Muhammad Ali went to the Olympics.
He did, but he wasn't pro. What happens in our world, in the United States, you're an amateur boxer, fight with the headgear. The goal is to make it to the Olympics. You win the Olympics, and then you turn pro.
Yeah.
And that's your springboard to be pro. Sugar Ray Leonard was in the Olympics. Oscar De La Hoya, the Olympics. That's what you do. But now, everything has changed. So there's no need for that. So what we should do is, our heavyweight should be our heavyweight.
Yeah.
Like, so our middleweight should be our middleweight. Our welterweight should be our welterweight. So we should have Floyd Mayweather be our welterweight, boxer for Team USA. But,
Definitely. But, yeah, so that's it. All right, so Stuart Haas, their contract, NASCAR, Tony Stewart, that guy.
Yeah.
Their contract with Chevy and their technical alliance contract with Hendrick Motorsports /Chevy is ending at the end of this season, and they will be going with Ford. They're not going to resign. So they're hoping that Ford can help them win. Apparently they're not winning, but I always thought they were like in the top 10. But Tony Stewart is not Tony Stewart from 15 years ago. He's old and running over people and getting injured. Sorry. I had to throw that out there.
Running over people.
Well, he did.
I like that.
He did. And then karma hit him, and then he got into an accident and was in the hospital. So, that's Stuart Haas. Right. NASCAR. Final story. RG3 has officially split ways with the Redskins. The president, Bruce Allen, says there's many teams that would love to have RG3.
Of course.
LA Rams.
LA Rams, baby.
LA Rams.
Let's go.
And he can excel in the future with the next team he goes to. Because he's third string right now. He's 26 years old. He's still young. He's very young. He's my age. Oh, my gosh. But who do they use as their starter? Cousins, right?
Or Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah, Washington's.
It was Cousins. Then McCoy.
Yeah, and then RG.
So, RG3.
And in Los Angeles, we have
Nick Foles.
Right? Yeah, Nick Foles. That flop. Time to get rid of him. Bring in RG3. He'll do good in a change of scenery in L.A. I love Ellers.
Oh, that reminds me. I wonder if there's already L.A. Rams gear.
Right? Yeah.
Like at the stores.
I bet you there are. I bet you if we go to the mall, we can find L.A. gear.
So I want to go shopping this weekend.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. My name is Katie.
She's hot. You're effing hot.
Oh.
You're hot. Stop it. And you're highly educated. Oh. I'm poorly educated.
No, I'd be considered poorly educated. I went to college. I just don't have a college degree. I'm poorly educated.
So you would be, I got to look at the chart.
No, I don't want to know.
They have it broken down into poorly educated, highly educated, 1 year degree. I don't know how it works, but I'm part of poorly educated. Rock and roll.
I went to college for 2 years. All right, Rob, Katie, Rob's Carrie Show. We'll see you all tomorrow. Have a great day. Au revoir.